Fixing leaky irrigation pipes seemed like a great way to save water and return it to fixing the Murray-Darling Basin. An article published today says the result has been exactly the opposite. While the government claims that billions spent on irrigation schemes return 70 billion litres to the river, this study found only a tenth of that figure was being saved, as water economist Professor Quinton Grafton told The Wire's Jared Girdler.
We find that the net increase is possibly around 70. In other words, one-tenth of what the government claims. And the way to think about it is, think you've got two bank accounts. The government only talks about one bank account, the water entitlements it has to increase stream flows, which, as I said, they claim is more than 700 billion litres. But there's a second bank account, and that bank account is what happens to water that returns back into the system from farmers' fields after the irrigation. And what we find is that return flow, that water that goes back into the system, has declined substantially because of subsidies for water infrastructure in the Murray-Darling Basin.
Were you surprised by these findings?
Surprised to the extent that no one is listening to us. So our results, I think, are not surprising given what's going on in terms of irrigation efficiency through water infrastructure subsidies. This has been well known for not only in Australia but overseas. But we're surprised that no one's listening. We're surprised the Murray-Darling Basin Authority considered that the effect on return flows was virtually nil and that they didn't view this as a priority. So we're surprised that David Littleproud, the minister responsible, the federal minister, makes claims that they've fully delivered on the 2,750 gigalitres or billion litres under the Murray-Darling Basin plan when they haven't. So they're not even close to it. So that's the surprise, that when you have evidence in peer-reviewed international scientific journals, that people just don't listen.
And how do you go about doing a study like this? Is it all theoretical modelling or is it actual water measurement?
There just isn't adequate measurement. Can you believe that we're spending billions of dollars, but we're not actually measuring what's happening to return flows in terms of farmers' fields? We don't even get some basic measurements in terms of stream flows. That is a travesty in the context of we've got the ability to do that measurement, but we don't do it. And then the second issue, of course, is the issue about what the numbers tell us. As I highlighted previously, the numbers are really telling us that there's a serious problem in the basin, and then we've got to do something different. And one of the things we've got to do, of course, is measure and monitor what's going on in terms of water flows, which we don't do. And then the second thing, we need to stop spending billions of dollars on water infrastructure until and unless we have that comprehensive and independent water audit.
We're looking at a possible change in government this year. Do you think Labor is likely to change water policy in any significant way?
Certainly, Labor has promised that they'll remove the 1,500 gigalitre cap, which limits the purchases of water entitlements from willing sellers. That, to me, is a good move. I hope that Labor would make a commitment to actually doing an independent audit of what's happening in terms of water flows within the basin. Clearly, the coalition isn't going to support it, despite the fact federal governments and state governments signed on in 2004 for exactly that, to sign on to a comprehensive water measurement. John Howard himself promised it in 2007 and allocated $500 million for it, and it still hasn't happened. So I don't see the coalition government delivering on this.
And do you see any direct connection between increased irrigation and ecological issues like the fish kills in the Darling?
Yeah, clearly that's the Academy of Science panel finding. They find that this is not just about drought or climate change. This is about we're extracting too much water in the northern part of the basin. That's, I think, a very important conclusion of the independent science panel. So, yes, absolutely that's the case. We are extracting too much water within the basin to deliver the outcomes that we as a nation signed up to in the Water Act of 2007 and signed up to in terms of the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. And if we don't act, if we don't make the changes in terms of reducing extractions, measuring what's happening to water, then we're going to continue to get the fish kills. We won't get the ecosystem services. We won't get the bird life. We won't get the fishing. We won't get the quality of water that we all expect. And we will have wasted billions and billions of dollars.
Professor Quinton Grafton, UNESCO Chairman in Water Economics and Transboundary Water Governance, speaking to The Wire's Jared Girdler.